Ready?
Ready.
Okay. I'd like to call and order the regular meeting of the Water Wastewater Committee of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can we have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Chair Pease, Finance Manager Brightstein, District Engineer Harris, and District Water Engineer Shob.
At some point, it's easier to say who's here than this.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that we're swapping this meeting, I guess, huh? Public comments. I don't see any public here. Is there anything that anybody has for the good of the cause that is not on the agenda? Hearing none. Public comments are closed. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes.
And I'll second. Any discussion on that or corrections? Hearing none, that motion has been approved. All those in favor? Now that motion has been approved. Who's doing the water wastewater update?
I'll give you a water wastewater update. We are, the phone calls have calmed down.
Yep.
On the water meters.
On the water meter installation project. And we are in the process of organizing the checks for return.
But we need to do that post haste.
Well, we are actually still getting some checks in. We even got a check today. And I understand the post haste, but we want to make sure we do them. We're still doing them, processing them. We got to get them all out at once, because if this guy gets his check, this one turns around and goes, I didn't get my check next. And next thing you know, it's flooded in with with phone calls. But we're trying to get it done as soon as possible.
Okay. You have an extra pin, Carol?
Yes, I do.
Then I would like to.
I just want to make sure he was done with this, and just let you know, or the board know, that we went out for an RFP for the wastewater master plan. We sent out 10 RFPs based on. We sent to a few engineering firms, and then a few other ones. We put it on the CSDA website. We got more hits on that, so we sent them all out. 2 of the 10 said they would make proposals, and then just today, 1 of the 2 backed out. So as far as I know, we will only have 1 proposal
for
wastewater master plan.
And that's the one that Stantec usually does?
That's right.
And so Stantec will be the, we may go single source on that, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so as far as I know, they are the only ones going to submit an RFP for that.
Well, that's unfortunate from a cost comparison standpoint, but from an experience standpoint, I'm not opposed to that.
And a couple of other ones said it just wasn't big enough, because there's some bigger boys out there, or bigger firms out there. They're looking for a bigger slice of the pie.
Wow.
West is a smaller size. West Yost is a smaller size engineering firm, but they're well known. And they just sent us an email today saying staffing-wise, they want some projects that they weren't sure that they were going to win, so now they have a staffing issue to supply to the RFP.
So rather than get involved with something that they may not be able to handle, they've chosen to not compete. Okay. Anything else in general on the water and wastewater that we should have learned anything?
Nope, things are going very well.
Yeah, I appreciate your report last night. It seemed to be. And we picked up on the getting. I noticed when I came home the other night, the generator pumping out of
G.
F,
probably. F.
On the corner of Little Lake and River Lake?
Yeah, F.
Yeah, I noticed that you had one of your trucks there with the generator behind it. I don't know if it was hooked up yet or if it was there.
Yeah, we hooked it up, and as it was running, the power came back on that section.
Yeah, because it didn't appear to be on. I might have just come just after it came. Well, in fact, I do know that because I was listening to the water game on the way home. By the time I got home, the TV worked. So.
Yeah, there are 4 lift stations in that area that had problems. And so,
but none that causes any issues because the response. The overtime I saw on the chart, is that type of thing that causes you to have some overtime when you got to call guys in to move the trucks around and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Discussion items. Diffuser.
There's a report on that that you can read that you're
looking for. Item 2.
Yeah. It's a detailed report.
Can you give us a Reader's Digest version and give us the highlights that you think is important?
It's just, there's a lot to it.
Or should we just take this and consume it?
Bernie and I are in the process of reviewing it and looking for comments to feedback. So that's all we are with that.
Okay, so you're just providing this to the committee currently.
Yeah, we can let you read it.
So we can look at it and then have questions after you guys have had a chance to look at it. Okay.
Yeah, basically it's just their recommendation, like we went over last time. There's like three recommendations in there.
Are they giving us pros and cons of all three? Is that what they're doing?
Just.
Oh, they're just listing them. It's up to us to make that decision.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Is that all you have on the diffuser then?
That's all I have.
Okay. Item two is the O&M manual. How's progress on that going?
That is going pretty good. And being Stantec, has most of the data, with the exception of four chapters. And as you know, this is quite a few chapters in this.
Like 30 or something like that.
It was quite a bit. A little over 40. And they have just four more chapters that they're gathering data on, and then they'll start.
Part of the negotiations that we had with Stantec was that Veolia was going to be very proactive in providing information and all that to try to keep the cost down.
That's
correct. Is that relationship working well?
Yeah, we upload stuff as they need. We send them a bunch of stuff, and there's still some.
They were talking about sending guys down there and staying in hotels for 3 weeks and all that kind of stuff. And I think that we probably are a little better organized than they thought we were, and probably can provide that information.
Yeah, most of it's electronic now, so we can just upload it to them.
Okay, what's their time frame on that?
I think they were going to, if I'm not mistaken, once they get the data, was another 120 days, if not sooner.
6 to 8 months, I think, for finished product.
I'm sorry, how long?
Six to eight months.
Okay.
Once we start.
Any staff, anything you want to jump in here on? Is that, is it?
No,
is,
seems
is,
like
that's
sounds good.
That low key at this point, we had some, we had some activity there for a while that we've, I want to commend staff on how they've, from everybody from Uber to out in the field, Veolia making sure that it keeps running, and our staff in the office for dealing with the decision the board made, and I think ultimately it was the right decision. I think we could have probably done it in a smoother way, but we'll take that hit and move forward. Any future agenda items? Okay, we'll just look forward to things as they pop up, and look forward to seeing with you. Carol, thank you for getting out future dates to us immediately so we can get them on our calendar. That works for me. Thank you for that. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting.